Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz. This is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, November 25th, Thanksgiving Friday. Hope everybody who celebrated had a really wonderful and scrumptious Thanksgiving. A lot to discuss. As always, we had another Google weekend update. There seems to be some type of pattern going on here. Google told us that EAT is used for every single query. Google documents their updates or their systems. Google has a new Google spam policy, which we'll get into, and so much more. So stay tuned and watch to the end, please. And definitely don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment on this video. I do appreciate all those actions. Of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Duda. Duda, thank you so much for sponsoring. They're the professional website builder that you could call your own. So definitely check them out at duda.co. So like I said, it seems like I'm a broken record, but we had yet another unconfirmed Google search ranking algorithm weekend update. This happened again last week. We had one the previous week, the week before that. I am digging into the data to see if there's any type of pattern here. There seems to be at least a pattern for the past couple months since after the slew of core updates or confirmed updates. But it does seem like there's some type of pattern here. There's lots of chatter that I reference, as well as the tracking tools. Almost all of them showed a spike. Even SEMrush, that is, you know, reevaluated and retweaked their benchmarks. They went ahead and actually, they always show a spike on the weekend as well, which is interesting. So if you did see something weird last weekend, you're not alone. We'll see what happens this weekend. Since it's Thanksgiving, we'll see if there's anything. Like I announced a couple weeks ago, I interviewed H.J. Kim, the VP of Google Search, who's in charge of all core ranking stuff. And he told us a lot of cool things, including the Cody thing, which we mentioned last week. But he also said that EAT is a core part of the Google metrics. He said it basically helps ensure that the content that people consume is going to be, it is not harmful, it is not, that is going to be useful to users, he said. And he said EAT is used in every query. He said we do it in every single query, in every single result. He said it's actually pretty pervasive throughout everything we do at Google Search. So I have a video clip that Marie Haynes went ahead and clipped from this SMX Next recording that was approved by XMX. So definitely take a look at that. Again, EAT, the way he talks about it throughout the whole entire interview, definitely recommend you take a look at that because it's important. Google has also published a new document, a new help document, which documents the Google updates, the notable Google updates over the years. Google said, first of all, we shouldn't necessarily call every single one a Google update. We should call them Google systems or maybe updates to our systems. And Google basically documented all the live Google updates like BERT, deduplication, exact match domains, freshness, helpful content update, MOM, local news, neural matching, page experience, passage ranking, product reviews, rank brain, reliable systems, site diversification, and the spam tools they use. And they also documented some of the non-live, the no longer live algorithms that they use or have used in the past that may have either been deprecated or incorporated into their algorithms, like Hummingbird, mobile-friendly ranking, page speed, Panda, Penguin, and secure sites. So a few of those are actually part of the page experience update now, no longer valid, which we covered a few weeks ago. Panda is obviously evolved into the core algorithm, and so has Penguin. So we all knew this stuff, but it's pretty interesting to see this. And it's all documented there in that new document. So definitely take a look at that. It's pretty cool that they did that. Also, quietly, part of that, Google actually slowly, quietly released a new spam policy in their spam policy documentation. So if you go to the Google spam policies, you'll see a new policy there called policy circumvention. And basically what that means is that if you violate one of the Google policies that are currently listed there, and then find a way to, and your website is actually penalized for that, Google takes an action, removes some rich snippet, or downgrades your rankings, or whatever it might be. If you go find then a loophole around that to get your content in through another avenue, maybe through a third-party content, or whatever it might be, you're circumventing those policies, Google will then go ahead and reserve the right to actually take action on either that piece of content, the rich result, the account, whatever it might be. So it's basically a policy for circumventing other policies. Google also tweaked some other policies like their copyright removal policy and their online harassment policy, and they changed them to the legal removal policy and to the personal information removal policy. So definitely take a look at that. But the main thing is that privacy policy circumvention policy, which was added, which makes sense, is logical. So Google had an event, I think yesterday or the day before, at a Google Search Central live event, their own event at the Google Singapore office. And Gary from Google went ahead and spoke there. He said a couple things were super interesting that Kenichi went ahead and tweeted about. The first thing is that Googlebot can now crawl from outside of the U.S. Now, we knew this was coming. John Mueller said around March time of this year that Google may reserve the right to go ahead and do this in the future. So they actually programmed the systems, according to Gary. It's live. You might not see it at all for your website. You probably will maybe see it if Google determines that it should go ahead and try to access your website from the outside of the U.S. So let's say their content is only accessible in, I don't know, a certain region. Google will go ahead and crawl that from that region, potentially. It's probably going to be limited, used on a limited basis. It is live and is currently being used, Gary said. So keep that in mind. Google probably will use that for a bunch of reasons, like you can't access your content or things, something fishy going on between one piece of regional content and another piece of regional content. But now Googlebot can, and there is a system in place to crawl from outside the U.S. Usually in the past, Google was only able to crawl from the U.S., only from the U.S., because that's where their data centers were. But Google said, you know what, we need to go ahead and have a mechanism to crawl from any region, and this is Google's way of doing that. Also, Gary also said that 60% of the internet is duplicate. That's a lot of duplication across the internet. And I'm not sure how he's defining duplicate. I'm not sure if he's defining duplicate by exact matches, like exact copies of the HTML or exact copies of just the text, or maybe just near duplicate where the content is somewhat duplicate. And that just shows you how much choice Google has when it comes to ranking. And because of that choice, Google could be very, very particular about what it wants to rank. So just another thing over there that you want to take note of. Also, Gary posted on Mastodon that if you have examples of sites or URLs on your website that are currently listed as discovered but currently not indexed and you think should be indexed, let them know. There's not much examples there because nobody's on Mastodon, but if you want to go ahead and let them know, you could go ahead and go to that link. I posted about it on November 22nd at scroundtable.com, and you can check out that link there to go ahead and let them know of a URL that you think should be indexed. Marie Haynes posted a poll asking people, do you still do guest posting for SEO purposes? Now, keep in mind, guest posting is against Google's guidelines for, specifically if you want to do it for SEO purposes, for manipulating Google's ranking purposes. But it seems like a lot of SEOs do guest posting. About 44% of the 400 plus people that have voted on this poll responded that they do not do guest posting. The rest said, either 32% said they do it all the time, and about 12% say they do them occasionally for SEO purposes. Now, again, keep in mind, this is against Google's policies. Google said it doesn't help you, it's a waste of your time, you shouldn't do it. They could take action against you, but it seems like most SEOs still do it, or a lot of SEOs, half of SEOs still do it, which is pretty crazy. Again, most SEOs are like, well, if it works, we're going to do it. How do you know it works? That's a big question. I mean, how do you know it doesn't work also, but whatever. Google's John Mueller also spoke again about subdomains. It's funny because his two things that he doesn't like to talk about are one, like subdomains versus, you know, not www or subfolder, and 302 versus 301 redirects. But he spoke about it again, and he basically said in his mind, let me quote him, my way of thinking is with regards to subdomains is that depends on what you're trying to do. It is if it is content that's meant to be tightly connected to the main site, then use a main domain, main www. If you want the content to stand on its own, maybe a little bit more, then a subdomain is a good match. Now, there's all the technical reasons that you might want to do it, which obviously regards to your developers and asking them what they think is important. But he said, if you have no technical problems with going a subdomain, again, if you want your content to stand out amongst its own, go ahead and do that, he said. Key moments. The key moments feature where that shows the video timeline in the Google search results. They have a seek to action markup feature. And Google finally listed the languages that are supported with the seek to action key moments markup. There's 12 languages: English, Spanish, Portuguese, Italian, Chinese, French, Japanese, German, Turkish, Korean, Dutch, and Russian are all supported. Google said they will probably add more in the future, so I will be keeping track of those languages. Google also said, John Mueller specifically said, again and again and again, that the sites that are currently on desktop indexing first, most, I think 90%+ have been switched over from desktop indexing to mobile first indexing. Now, those sites that are still on desktop first indexing will be moved over soon. Now, John Mueller said this numerous times over the course of the past 6 years. So Google started this process over 6 years ago, actually November 6 years ago, I think 2016. And Google said, all right, we're going to you have a deadline, and Google removed that deadline for when all sites have to be moved over to mobile-first indexing. At this point, it is what it is. If you haven't been moved over, you probably moved over soon, and you probably don't even care at this time. So there's lots of sites that have been abandoned, and they are what they are. So definitely keep that in mind. But again, mobile-first indexing should be 100% of Google indexing in the near future. Exactly when, I don't know, but I'll keep you posted on when that actually happens. And probably those who are listening to this, you're probably on mobile-first indexing anyway. Google is testing a new People Also Ask user interface. This was spotted by Brody Clark. You can see the new interface where it actually has this blue type of interface that Google's been testing for a while. So they actually want to apply this to the People Also Ask, which is pretty cool. Glenn Gabe did a guest post. I think I'm sanctioned guest post. He didn't do it for SEO reasons. Basically documenting the changes to Google Discover, where they changed more recommendations label to more products. And again, this just signals that trend that we've been talking about for a while. Google is pushing e-commerce shopping in their search results, especially before the holiday shopping season, which is now. But again, this is a very interesting catch by Glenn Gabe. And keep in mind, Google Discover is a big deal. So Google keeps making tweaks there. Bing is promoting TikTok in its search results. So if you do a search that relates to anything, photos or videos, mostly video stuff, Bing might have a little promotion box on the left-hand side. Short videos made of whatever you search for from TikTok. And basically, you click on that, it takes you to the TikTok search or TikTok query on Bing video search, which is pretty cool. I'm not sure if there's a paid sponsorship there or not, but it's not labeled. Google AdSense has a new beta program out called Rewarded Ad Gate Beta. And this basically lets you have more interactive, more immersive ads on your website. And it's only for, Google said, more loyal website visitors. And these loyal website visitors will be able to like opt into a 30-second ad, either a video or some type of interactive game, where they can actually go ahead and interact with the ad for 30 seconds, and that will unleash, obviously, more revenue for you. I don't see this in my AdSense account, but some people are seeing it. And finally, a little nugget for Friday, Thanksgiving, that Matt Cutts posted on the Hacker News website about some of his most fundamental things that he thought were the most biggest things that he worked on. And obviously he started with Safe Search at Google Search, which is what he wrote with the first Safe Search algorithm, which removes really bad, I guess, porn and stuff like that from the search results. And that came to realize that Google Search can be spam. When he did a lot of that research, he's like, wait, people are spamming Google Search. And he had to convince the co-founders, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, that Google can be spam, even though Sergey Brin has touted for that. At that point, Google cannot be spammed. He said Google Search cannot be spammed. And he had to convince somebody, the founder of the company, that Google can be spammed. We shared a story from Greg Bozer that Sergey Brin went on stage and said, no, you can't spam us. Go ahead and try, which obviously fueled SEOs to go ahead and do that. In any event, he basically had to convince Google's founders that Google Search can be spammed. He did that. He started a Google spam team, and that's one of his second most biggest contributions. He also worked at the USDS, he said, which we just covered numerous times. And you know, I didn't know this, but he actually served as an expert on spam for Twitter in the legal case against Elon Musk recently, which is obviously now Elon Musk owns Twitter. In any event, that's what he did. So pretty interesting. Hope, Matt, you're doing well. I'm not sure you're not listening to this, but if you are, hope you guys are doing well. In any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. Again, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thanks, Duda, for sponsoring. Everyone have a great, healthy, safe, and happy weekend. And I'll see you guys next. Everyone be well. Bye-bye.